Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Deidre Adair, Executive Director of the Children's Coalition, and Jan Daniels. She's with Youth Development at the Children's Coalition and also the Suicide Prevention Coordinator. Welcome. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, it's good to see y'all. Y'all have got a big sunny weekend planned, and I hope you got plenty of sunscreen. It's time for the Dragon Boat Races.
It is. It's our 10th anniversary.
So, Jan, tell me about a dragon boat. What is a dragon boat?
A dragon boat is, it looks kind of like a canoe, but is paddled by, we have 16 rowers and one drummer, and it has the dragon head on the front of the boat, and they come from Canada, and they come with people that teach you how to row, and we have practices. So it's a kind of a group effort, and it's a leadership thing, and everyone comes together to try to beat their own time to come in first place.
I mean, we all just watched that was the Winter Olympics. I guess it's been a little while. We watch them get out there, and the teams row the boats in the Olympics. Kind of the same sort of thing, but a little more fun, and I know there's some serious competition going on there, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We have U teams, we have corporate teams. And they get out there, they row, and they have, like you said, some healthy competition to see who's going to take home the trophies.
Now, all the money raised is going to help the Children's Coalition. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But let's go through the day. You've been, I've seen you the last few nights. I've been out riding around at night. And how long have the teams been coming together to practice what they're going to do on Saturday?
The practice is you get one practice and you get to be on the water. We do a little bit of teaching of what to do and how it's going to work. And then they get you in the boat and you get an hour on the water. So each team gets 1 hour of practice before the big race on Saturday.
And you come together with your workmates and your teammates and
classmates.
Tell me about some of these groups that are going to be rowing. Where do they come from?
We have 10 boats that are youth boats this year that come. We have West Monroe, St. Frederick, Sterlington Elementary. We have Neville, Ruston. We have the Ambassadors from North Delta Human Services. We have the Boom Group from Neville High School. So we have 10 youth boats that will be racing against each other, and then if they win their level, they will race against adults, which can be very interesting.
There you go. It could get interesting because I know the adults like to have a little fun sometimes, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, you know, we always love to have a good time.
Let's talk about how this day starts. All right, it's bright and early Saturday morning. The sun is out. By the way, this is all at ULM. On the Edgewater Dam, right there by the water ski jump ramp in the Laird Weems Center. And you'll have the whole, a whole village gets set up there on the dam, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we shut down Warhawk Way on Friday, and we set up tents on the bridge. It's a great viewing area. You have a great viewing area from VCOM, and over there you can sit by the water and enjoy it. We have a kids zone. We have local food trucks that come out. It's just a great day. Like you said, bring your sunscreen, bring your hats, bring your lawn chairs. It's a free event to the public. So it costs nothing other than if you get something at the food trucks. It's just a great family-friendly day and some good, healthy competition and, you know, come out and see a 2,000-year-old tradition for the Dragon Boat Festival.
2,000 years ago, somebody was, they were like, we're going to race y'all. We're going to beat you in our boat.
That's right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Your day starts, as a lot of Saturdays should, with a parade.
Yes, we have a parade that will start on the Desired side of the bridge, and we have the St. Frederick's drumline, and then it will be followed by the teams and showing their spirit because we have a spirit contest. And then the Washtenaw Parish High School Band will be our band playing for the parade across the bridge.
Now, this is all going on this Saturday morning, 9:30 you start. And then when do the races start?
10 o'clock is our first race.
All right. So if somebody's listening and they say, look, I just want to come out and watch the race, where do they go? What do they do?
The best place to be is on the bridge. You can bring your lawn chairs, like she was saying, or at the VCOM area, which is alcohol is not allowed on the VCOM side. You can bring your ice chest or whatever you want to bring on the bridge, but there are different places that you can set up and bring your family, bring your lawn chairs, and watch the races going. They go until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You've got food trucks that are going to set up. Do you have any a traditional dragon fair? What kind of food are we going to see?
Yeah, so it's just different local vendors. We're going to have dirty sodas. We're going to have, I know Silver Spoon is coming out. We've got some pizzas coming. We've just got different local food truck vendors. There's a variety, so we don't have one food truck that sells the same thing. So it's definitely a variety. So if you're a foodie, you come out and, you know, watch the races and hit the food trucks and try different items. It's just a great day.
This is I'll say this, it's a long day. Y'all are in for a long day. What time do you go to, and what happens at the end? Do we start narrowing the teams down and getting into more qualifying and finals? How does it work?
The first race starts at 10, and we have our top-level premier-sponsored boats will be the first to race, and it's more like business. And they will race the first race, and you're racing against your own time. So there will be a board up, and you get to watch how you're following up toward the end of the day to see if you're going to come in first place or not.
Now, this is all this Saturday on ULM's campus, Bayou Desired, by the Laird Weems Center. Come out. There's plenty of bathrooms and things like that.
Oh, yeah. We have the nice bathroom, you know, the trailers, the you go inside, and so I personally love those, and it makes it a nice day. But, you know, we could not do this without our 10th anniversary sponsor, which is Raymond James. Derek Daniels and Jason Tizer, they came on board to be our 10th anniversary sponsor, and this is our second year at ULM on the Bayou. We've been told this is the best festival on the Bayou, and so everybody come out and enjoy.
That's this Saturday. You're going to make some money. Jan, tell me what the money gets used for.
This money goes to help support our program, the Signs of Suicide program, that we teach children and adults in the schools throughout all of our parishes, surrounding parishes, on what to do and how to react if you are having any type of suicidal ideations, mental health issues. We teach the children and teachers on what to do and how to get them help.
All right. Don't need a ticket. It's a free event to come out and watch.
Free event.
For folks to find out more about the Children's Coalition, where do they go?
So childrenscoalition.org, or you can visit our Facebook page.
It's Deidre Adair and Jan Daniels from the Children's Coalition. Again, the parade starts 9:30 Saturday morning. The races start at 10. Find out more about this and other events, be sure and visit our website, KEDM.org, and like and subscribe to our videos.